And now, Sarah Castor Perry looks back at the life of Christian Doppler, who passed away this week in 1853.
This week in science history saw, in 1853, the death of Christian Doppler, the Austrian physicist. Although he published over 50 articles in his life, his most notable work, published in 1842 when he was 39, was his discovery of what came to be known after his death as the Doppler effect. He suggested that the frequency of a light wave was dependent on the relative movement of the source of the light and the observer. This is the same effect that makes the sound of a police siren go up in pitch as it comes towards you, then decrease as it moves away. Basically, what happens is that the sound waves get squashed as they come towards you, fitting them into a smaller space, making the frequency, or the pitch, go up. Then they stretch out again after they pass you, making the frequency and pitch go down again. The application of the Doppler effect to sound waves was proven by the Dutch scientist Buys in 1845, and the first observation of the shift to occur in light was described by the Frenchman Fizeau in 1848. We now know that in the case of light, it's a bit more complicated than Doppler's explanation, as light is not in fact made up of waves like sound. It's made up of particles called photons that show wave-like properties. However, for the sake of argument, the wave explanation used for the Doppler effect in sound is a useful analogy for how it works in light as well. In 1929, the theory was used by Edwin Hubble to formulate Hubble's law, that you can tell how far away a star is by how redshifted the light coming from it is. Redshift is what happens to light when the source, the star in this case, is moving away from the observer, us, like when the police siren goes past and away from you and the pitch gets lower. Red light has a longer wavelength than blue light, so when something is moving away, the wavelength stretches out and the light is moved closer to the red end of the spectrum. All known stars fall into set categories of star types, and these types have a particular signature, the combination of gases and other compounds in them that give off a particular pattern of wavelengths of light. By comparing stars of the same type, we can see that the signatures of stars further away have been shifted towards the red end of the spectrum. This is still some of the most important evidence for the expanding universe and Big Bang theories. Because all stars appear to be moving away from each other, the only explanation is that the whole universe must be expanding. A bit like drawing dots on a balloon and then blowing it up, all of the dots are going to get further and further apart. So although we now know that the mechanism behind the redshift of light is not as Doppler first suggested, this is only after over 50 years of research and technological advance since Doppler's time. His theory for the behaviour of waves relative to the observer has played an integral part in forming some of the most important astronomical theories of the past 100 years.
Sarah Castor Perry explaining how Doppler's theories allowed scientists after him to develop the idea of redshift, further explored by the Hubble Space Telescope. Well, that's all we have for this Naked Scientist newsflash, which this week featured Chris Smith, Helen Scales and Sarah Castor Perry, along with our guest, Professor Marek Urban. The Naked Scientist newsflash is produced by me, Ben Valsler. If you've enjoyed the newsflash, then why not check out the Naked Scientist podcast, where every week we bring you the latest in science news, along with interviews, answers to your questions, and a kitchen science experiment to try out at home. Join us on the web at thenakedscientists.com, and we'll be back with another roundup next week.
The Naked Scientist Newsflash, reacting to the world's best science. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.